From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pleading guilty to charges of lying to the FBI in connection with the ongoing probe into Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election. More from VOA's Jim Malone.
Flynn admitted lying to FBI agents about the details of his contacts with the Russian ambassador during the presidential transition period before Donald Trump was inaugurated. The president kept a low profile at the White House in the wake of Flynn's court appearance, stepping before cameras briefly to greet Libya's prime minister. White House lawyer Ty Cobb issued a statement noting that nothing about the plea deal implicates anyone other than Flynn. But Flynn's acknowledgement that he is cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller could spell more trouble down the road for the president, says Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
Bob Mueller must be getting very substantial cooperation from General Flynn if this is the plea agreement.
Throughout the Mueller probe, Trump has insisted there was no collusion between his campaign and the Russians in meddling in the election. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has passed a Republican $1.5 trillion tax bill. The Senate bill and the House of Representatives version must be reconciled before the president signs it into law. Republicans, they maintain a vibrant economy can come from the tax cuts, but Democrats disagree with that. Honduras has suspended some constitutional rights and imposed a 10-day curfew in efforts to control protests that have sprung up after last Sunday's disputed presidential election. Authorities report at least one protester died in the unrest. You're listening to VOA News. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan said Saturday recently launched joint strikes against Taliban sources of revenue have destroyed more than $50 million worth of narcotics in southern Helmand province. Afghanistan produces about 85% of the world's illicit narcotics. Income generated from drugs is providing 60% of the Taliban's funding, according to U.S. military estimates. General John Nicholson saying together in the last few weeks alone, we have destroyed over $50 million worth. This is the Taliban's financial engine, and the Taliban drug cartels are now on notice that they are in our sights and that we are coming after them. The general commands American troops and NATO's Resolute Support mission in the country. Arab media are reporting that Egypt and Russia are on the verge of signing a military cooperation agreement that would allow each side to use the other's airspace and air bases for a period of 5 years. More from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Egypt's red carpet welcome for visiting Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has set in motion a military rapprochement between Cairo and Moscow after months of hesitation and more than 45 years of hostility following former Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's expulsion of Soviet military advisors from the country in 1972. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev signed the draft deal with Egypt, inked by Shoigu, which will allow each side to use the other's military facilities and airspace for a period of 5 years. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The wife of Princeton student Shiyu Wang, imprisoned in Tehran on spying charges while conducting dissertation research in Iran, is imploring President Trump to intervene in her husband's case, saying the White House is the focus of her hope. She was in an interview from Beijing with VOA's Mandarin service, where Hua Hu said that she hopes that the White House and the Trump administration will help. Wang, who was born in China, is a U.S. citizen enrolled in a doctoral program at Princeton University. A website associated with Iran's judiciary said that Wang collected a lot of classified information during the course of his academic work in Iran. He was detained in August 2016 and was subsequently convicted of collaborating with foreign governments and was sent to prison. And former U.S. President Barack Obama and Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama meeting in New Delhi to talk about promoting peace in the world. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.